Elissa Walker Campbell, we are so glad you are with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can connect with us online at Twitter at eRadioSports, or always twice as nice. You can check out our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. Well, our next interview is one that I have been looking so forward to, and I had hoped actually that we would be able to schedule for our Father's Day show a few weeks back, but it is a pleasure to welcome in tonight Claudia Williams, the daughter and the only surviving child of legendary Red Sox hitter and left fielder Ted Williams, who released a new book and a memoir that tells her father's story and a moving portrait of her dad, the great Ted Williams. What an absolute honor it is to have you with us tonight, Claudia, at Yahoo Sports Radio.
Elissa, thank you so much for that lovely introduction. Wonderful to be on your show. Thank you.
Well, I must share that it is a book that I could not close after I started reading it. I mean, Ted Williams, he is a Major League Baseball legend, a Hall of Famer, known by many as one of the greatest hitters in the history of baseball. But what set this book apart is that it's not a book that focuses necessarily on his prolific career. I mean, you center in on Ted Williams as a father, as a husband, and the relationship with you and your brother John Henry, right?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point that you bring up. This is not a book about baseball, and it's a book more about the family dynamic, the man who was behind the baseball player. It's a very intimate portrait that, you know, very few people had access to or were privy to. And I really, Elissa, I put my heart and my soul into this book.
Well, it is very well written. It is titled Ted Williams, My Father, a Memoir. And you certainly provide, Claudia, a unique, a fresh perspective about your dad. I'd love for you to share some of those early memories. I mean, what was that first memory of your dad in a baseball uniform? And when you realized he was much more than just a fisherman, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's one of my favorite memories of my dad, because just like you said, I grew up thinking my dad had gone to work to be a fisherman, and He was a phenomenal fisherman at that. And, he was a very calm man on the waters, and he tied his own flies, and they were, I mean, truly little pieces of art. So on May 1st, 1982, when I saw my dad for the first and only time in baseball uniform, it was at an old-timers game, and to be honest with you, Elissa, I was more excited to see my brother on the baseball field than I was to see my dad. Just had no idea what kind of significance it was and what he had done as a baseball player. But after that day, oh my gosh, it was a whole new awakening.
Well, of course, because your brother was on the field as an honorary bat boy, and that was, what, in 82 at Fenway Park at the old-timers game, correct?
Correct. And when my dad, you know, you probably know how this works, but every time you're in a baseball stadium and they announce the players, they never tell you the name first. They always tell you a little bit about the player.
Sure.
They're trying to tease the crowd to get them to say or guess who the player is. And as a 10-year-old little girl, I'm impatient, and I'm asking my mom all the time when I was hearing these stats about a player, is that dad? Is that dad? And then finally the announcer starts talking about this player that was just, you know, huge numbers and stats that still stood. And, I mean, the crowd just started to grow and get louder and louder. And then the last thing I hear is the two hitches that he served in the Marines. And, you know, have you ever been so emotionally moved that you feel tingles run up your back and you get goosebumps? Well, I'm telling you what, at 10 years old, that happened to me. And my mom looked down at me and she said, "That's your father."
Wow. I mean, and I was going to ask you, I mean, did you have any clue what you were about to experience? I mean, once you heard that incredible ovation.
I sure didn't. And I know that sounds terribly naive, but you have to understand that my mom was very determined to protect her children. She wanted to raise us a certain way. She wanted us to never take things for granted. She wanted us to appreciate the dollar, work hard, and remain humble. So, I mean, I just, like I said, he was a fisherman, and I knew him as dad, and that was it. So when I realized how much adoration he had by the New England fans, I was like, oh, my goodness, my dad is, he's pretty important.
Yes.
You know, so it felt.
We are so glad you're joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, having a wonderful conversation with Claudie Williams, the daughter of the legendary Red Sox hitter and left fielder Ted Williams. Just released a memoir, Ted Williams, My Father. And I have to tell you, some of my takeaways from the book is I was really intrigued learning more about your mother. I thought she was just an amazing woman, is. And would you mind sharing just how your parents met and what was it like to be raised as the daughter of Ted Williams?
I'll tell you what, my mom was a model. She was in Australia. She was doing a model shoot, a modeling shoot. And my dad had been in New Zealand on a fishing trip. And they got on the plane together in New Zealand, and my dad sat across from my mom, and she's just beautiful. I mean, there's pictures in the book. I actually have a picture, Elissa, in that book that is the day before my mom meets my dad.
Oh, I love
and it literally is the day before she meets him. And he sits across the aisle from her, and he tosses her a little note. And he says, "Who are you?" And mom writes back, "Who are you?" And then dad writes, "I'm a fisherman, Mr. Williams. I'd like to meet you." And so mom, even my own mom, for like the first week or so that they were dating, she didn't know. She didn't know he was a baseball player. She knew him also as a fisherman. And then they were in New York City for dinner one night, and then all of a sudden it started coming, you know, making, she started being aware that he was pretty famous as a baseball player. So I think that was one of the reasons why he probably fell in love with my mom, because she appreciated him for other accolades other than just baseball.
And how many years, Claudie, were your parents together? How many years were they married?
They were together almost 8, but they were only married for, I think, 5. But they remained very close, and I'm so glad that they did, because there's so many times in divorces, especially, that, you know, the two people forget what they had, the love that they had, and they turn against each other. And I have to give my parents a ton of credit for that very thing that they did not do. They were always a united front. They always spoke respectfully of each other. And I can tell you this, when they got together, despite being divorced, it was clear to us children that there was still a lot of affection for each other.
Well, you know, Claudie, I mean, divorce presents many challenges. And of course, your parents, you were 3 and John Henry was 6. So when you had opportunities to go and spend time with your dad, I mean, what were those visits like and the opportunity to be together?
You know, there's no doubt my dad was a very, very overwhelming man. Okay, he did not do anything half-assed. He went at it full back. He did it with passion. He did it with enthusiasm. He hated mediocrity. And if you didn't act like you cared, he didn't want you doing it. So, I mean, that right there shows a lot of intensity. So when we were with Dad, we were always on our best behavior. We were always presenting our best side, trying to show him that we too were determined to be very good at something.
We got to take a quick commercial break right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and we will be rejoined with Claudie Williams, the daughter of the legendary Red Sox hitter and left fielder Ted Williams. Stay with us.